I have with me Sonia. We've spoken to Sonia on a number of occasions. We like to talk to her at least once a month, and she's with a Wiri Community House. So welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Alan.
Sonia, you'll need to come closer.
Okay, yep.
Now, Sonia, you've got an extravaganza coming up this week with the Kids
next
Festival.
Next week. Next Thursday. So next Thursday we've got the annual Kids Fest that we're holding in the Waitag Reserve. We're going to be having some face painting that's been sponsored by the Bendigo Bank in Warrialik. We've got some baby farm animals from Animals on the Move. We've got the Hillcrest CFA doing their fire truck and target practices and stuff. We've got
practicing at what?
Water target practices into a round hole that's been opened and so forth. So the kids get to feel the hose and the pressure of the water coming through and so forth.
And that can be a lot too, can't it?
It can be. So it's great to see all that. And sometimes they also bring down their smokehouse. So that's also a good fun for them.
And
for
they crawl
kids
through
to
that,
learn
don't
to
they?
Crawl and not to get too distracted by the smoke so that they can come out safely at the other end.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They do a great job.
The smoke rises to start with, doesn't it?
So that's right.
Any little
person.
Well, yeah, but any person, if you go low to the ground, it takes longer to come down, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Yeah. Yep. And hopefully they'll also bring Captain Koala with them. So
great.
That'll be great. Yes. And this year's theme is that children have a right to a clean and safe environment. So we're also bringing in some people like Bunnings and the library so that we can have some activities with planting tube seedlings and things like that so kids can get their hands dirty. And of course we've got the Wiri Community House show bags and the barbecue sausage sizzle.
And that's Thursday week?
Thursday the 24th of October from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. at the Waitag Reserve, which is just behind the community house.
All right, we're just going to take a quick break. We're back with more.
This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Now, Sonia, have you got some specials coming up between now and the end of the year, and also some new programs that started this term.
Yes, absolutely. We've got Ambulance Victoria coming out on the 12th of November to do a session on the automated external defibrillator. So that's called the Call Push Shock Good Sam AED session. And that's only a gold coin donation.
And the best part of that is that the defib machines are getting around more and more in shopping centres everywhere,
yep,
aren't they?
But yep.
And they tell you a lot what to do, the machine itself, but you need the confidence to be able to do it. So this would be good.
Absolutely.
So what time on the 12th of
so
November?
So that's on the on at 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. And it's just a simple three-step program that aims to raise community awareness of the actions required, and you can save a life.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've got a defib at our office as well, so people know that they can run in and use it. Yep. And once you get a little bit of confidence in using it and some practice, you won't hesitate to use it, and it's the matter of minutes that can save a life.
Because, well, 2 minutes can save a life, can't
it? Absolutely.
And a lot of I've heard a number of people say that the reason that they don't use it is because they're frightened.
Yeah, and they don't know what to do.
And if as long as they've got the confidence, they can do it.
Yep, that's right. And the thing with the defibs is that you might not have full confidence, but the machine will talk you through it so long as you go and you access it and start the session.
And I saw the ambulance a couple of years ago, and they said 5 minutes can be between
the
life
difference.
And death.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And there's no ambulance just sitting down the end of the road.
No, not out in the valley.
Well, not anywhere, to be honest.
Yep. We also have a teen self-defence workshop happening on the 29th of October at 7 p.m. And this is so that we can get people to encourage the teens to come and attend this workshop to help them become more aware of their surroundings and what they might be able to do if they're faced with a situation. We did hold one last term that was open to the general public, but this time we've decided to specify that it's just for teens so that they can be within their own peer group.
Sounds good, yep.
And that's also just a gold coin donation.
Can't get cheaper than that, much.
Absolutely. We also have the NDSS Diabetes Australia coming out to run two classes. And that is to help educate people who do have diabetes and who may have lived with it for a long time or a short time. And it's just to talk about being foot smart and to look at the meds that they're taking. So that it's called Foot Smart and Med Smart, so that you can educate yourself and even ask some questions about how to manage the diabetes.
Yep, because, I mean, that's becoming a major concern, diabetes, now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Half my committee have got diabetes, and this is a free session for people, and all they need to do is either contact NDSS or they can contact us to book in.
And what date was that on?
That was on the 13th of November, and that's during the day from 10 till 12 for the meds for the Foot Smart and 1 till 3 for the Med Smart.
Oh, so there's two
different sessions.
Yep,
that's right. Another very important workshop that we'll be presenting is called Vaping and Children. There are so many young kids who are vaping these days.
For no reason.
Absolutely. And we've got Eastern Health coming out to do a presentation for the parents and families who are concerned about their children who are vaping. And they'll be looking at things like what are vapes, how to talk to kids about it, how to be a better role model, and where to get help. So that's on the 20th of November at 7 p.m. That's also a gold coin donation.
Because vapes were supposed to be to get you off cigarettes, weren't
that's
they? They were never supposed to be an addiction of their own. They were supposed to get you off. But
that's right.
The young people particularly seem to think that that's
okay. And unfortunately, my belief is that cigarettes aren't any good either, but definitely vaping is very damaging to the body.
It will be too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the sort of thing that people catch up with in later life.
Absolutely,
yeah. Many a person, particularly with the cigarettes, didn't know they were doing the wrong thing until they got the 50-55.
Yes, that's right, and then it hits you. So if we can educate ourselves, as parents, educate our children that this is not something that's really conducive to the body, we can even get together and talk about some possible solutions as how to deal with it.
Yeah, because it's not, I mean, Well, I guess we could talk about for hours, but, I mean, smoking back when I was growing up, it was acceptable. I never smoked because I was too lousy to buy the cigarettes. But that was socially acceptable. But vapes have never been socially acceptable.
No.
You know,
they've always been, yeah, the black market.
Well, it was supposed to be to get you off the cigarettes.
That's right, but it's not.
And, well, these are just getting kids onto vape.
Yeah, it's a different addiction completely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And it's doing damage.
It's an addiction.
Yeah, and it's doing damage to their poor little lungs.
Yep.
Yep, yep. So that's a really important one, if we can get as many parents to that as possible, so that we can start hopefully breaking this cycle.
What was the date again, please?
That is the 20th of November at 7 p.m, and that's also a gold coin donation, and that's presented by Eastern Health.
And they know all about it.
They would. Mm. Absolutely.
Sonia, I'm just keen again, before we move on, just to mention this with the defibrillator course, because it is so important that people know, because if they don't know, they won't help.
Yes.
And the machine almost tells you what to do, but you've got to have the confidence to go and get the machine.
Get the machine.
And that's what a lot of people lack.
Yep, that's right. So if you're familiar with at least one type of defib machine, you will then be confident to open up the box and to get it out and start doing something that will save a life.
So that's on the 12th of November.
12th of November at 11 a.m. Bookings are required, but it is a gold coin donation.
Well, you can't do better than that. And a gold coin donation might save someone's life.
Absolutely.
And it could be one of your loved ones.
That's right.
They're not always down the street. Sorry,
great.
I'm really keen to get a lot of people along that, because I think that's something that people just need to learn.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a bit like first aid to me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Ambulance Victoria is also offering another session on the 14th of November about stroke awareness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who may be having mini strokes and people aren't aware of it. They just think, oh, what's going on there? But again, that's also another thing that the quicker you act, the better it is for the patient.
And I can tell you from personal experience, you don't know until it happens. And I got up one morning, I was as fit as a fiddle, went out and got the paper, and as I was walking back, my legs went a bit weak, and then my arms went weak. And I thought,
it's a bit scary.
Not good. So, like a fool, I went and made me breakfast, and then when I went to stand up, I couldn't do it. And half an hour later, I was in the hospital on the way, and I was very, very lucky. It was only a very minor stroke, but that's how quick it comes up. I had no prior warning at all.
Yeah, you're very, very lucky.
And I know that.
I've had a cousin who was standing and talking to someone in a shop, and she just had a couple of twitches, and that ended up being a mini stroke.
Mm.
So you just never know when it's going to come on. So that's why, again, it's about getting familiar with what are the signs and what can be done so that there is the least possible trauma to the person.
I agree. Because every so many minutes, so many thousand brain cells die.
Absolutely, and we need our brain cells.
Well, someone might say that mine must have all died, but anyway.
No, I don't think so.
That's
another story. Yeah. So that's on the 14th of November at 11 a.m. Bookings required for that as well, because Ambulance Victoria will be coming out, and they'll only come out for minimum numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, gold coin donation. And if you can help someone, even if it's a matter of ringing 000, but just recognising the signs of the stroke and recalling 000, I think that's worth your gold coin donation.
Oh, it's well worth it. And the person who's having the stroke, they'll be happy to give you the dollar back.
They'll probably give you 10.
They pay you a lot more. Sonia, I've just got to take one quick break.
Not a problem.
Leave me be.
course, that was AC/DC Highway to Hell. I just quickly mentioned I'll be here on Sunday night. I'll actually be in the studio with between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And, of course, I'll be back next Wednesday with Community Connections. I know I've got 3 interviews coming up. Not too sure who they are. I think one's Siri. One is, anyway, Cindy McLeish, but we'll do that more. You're fast running, pardon me, Sonia, out of the year. And so what else have you got coming up?
Certainly are. We are still currently offering the tax help, but that completes at the end of October.
So they need to get in.
Need to get in the next couple of weeks, make an appointment and get in to do your tax returns, because the sessions do end in October, at the end of October.
And Mr. Taxman doesn't forget you.
No, then it'll have to be next year when you can reapply. So please call us for an appointment to help lodge your tax returns.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
And the other thing that we've got a last workshop of is the magic of bees for this year. So the last session will be on the 30th of October at 7:30.
And that's Greg, isn't it?
That's right.
And you wouldn't believe it, we have sweepers here, and one of the sweepers I'm going to pay is from Greg Huggins, a beekeeper.
Well, there you go. All right. So come along and find out why bees are so magical. One of our local beekeepers, Greg, is coming along to chat about bees. There will be a couple of different honeys to taste as well. So this is also a gold coin donation, and once again, bookings are essential. So
they are wonderful little critters, aren't they?
They certainly are. They keep our world going round.
And too many people over the years have tried to kill them.
That's right.
We've actually got Greg coming in.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sure we'll hopefully he can promote the 30th of October as well.
Yep.
Lovely. Another thing that we've got happening is we've got Tom from Lilydale Bunnings coming out and having a chat to us about seasons and what to plant in the seasons. So when it comes to seasons, what do we plant and when? And they'll be holding a great information session and giving us some examples of what we can plant and when to plant them, when they will be bearing fruit, and so we can have nice, yummy, fresh gardens. So just once again, I'll go through a couple of the different things. So Ambulance Victoria is coming out on the 12th of November for the AED session. It's at 11 a.m. and a gold coin
you
donation.
You need to explain the AED process.
Okay, AED, and this is where my words get mixed up, Automated External Defibrillator. That's
just
the word I have issues
with.
The defab. The defib. So that's the word I have a few issues with,
yep.
But that's okay. So that's all very, very important stuff to help save a life. And the other Ambulance Victoria session is on the 14th of November, and that's also on at 11 a.m. And that is about stroke awareness. And that's also a gold coin donation. We do need bookings for that. Stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers and leading causes of permanent or temporary brain damage and disability. So the quicker you act, the quicker you can save a life.
Seconds, a big difference.
Absolutely.
One more quick break.
Must be funny in the rich man's face. he happens to be free, I bet he wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Talking to Sonia from Community House down in Wirree, the Wirree Alec Community House, and we'll add a bit of a wrap up in about a 5-2 or 10-2. We'll talk about the Kids Fest again, which is on Thursday week, and a couple of other things. But you've got a couple of other programs you'd like to talk about, Sonia.
Yes, we do also offer yoga at the Community House. We've got both day and night classes, and it's a suitable practice for everyone. It doesn't matter what your age is or your fitness level or your ability. It can also be converted to have some people who are doing seated yoga. So no matter what your ability is, you can come along and take care of your body a little bit. So they're on Thursdays.
When's
that on? That's on Thursdays at 1 o'clock, and the night session starts at 6.
On the Thursday also?
On the Thursday also, yes.
Yep.
And we still do have our flexi van coming every second week. So that's a great support.
This
through
is the library.
The library, The library flexi van.
Is that picked up? Because you're a bit frightened you might lose that.
Well, that's why we'd still like to encourage people to be coming. We haven't been told that it's going yet, but we'd like to increase our participants so that it's a service that continues.
Mm.
So that's every fortnight, and the next one will be on the 25th of October, which is next week.
You can order books.
You can order books, DVDs, all sorts of things online or from Lillardale Library or where have you, and then you can pick it up at Wirree Alec. You can also bring your books to Wirree, and then we can give it to the flexi van if you can't be available on that day.
Can't do better than that.
Yeah, that's right. So the whole service revolves around Wirree.
And if you don't want to lose it, use it.
That's right. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So we also do have craft and art for children, which is after school, starts at 4 o'clock. But bookings are required for that, and they do lots and lots of different types of things.
What night of the week?
That's on a Thursday at 4 p.m. And it's $10 for a session.
Yep.
So there is still just a couple more sessions left. Even if you don't come for the full term, you can come for a couple of sessions as a casual.
Sounds fair.
So that'll be good. Yeah. What was the other thing we got?
While you look at that, I'll take another quick break.
Okay.
Shall I bide my time? 'Cause when I see that union man walking down the street, he's a man who decides if I live or I die.
And we're talking to Sonia from the Wirree Alec Community House down there. She's been telling us about the programs that are coming up. We're fast running out of time, Sonia, but I'd really like to cover, just again, you've got three or four things coming up which I think are very important. The Kids Fest, the ambulance with the defibs, the vaping and the stroke. So if you just quickly run through those again, please.
Okay, so Kids Fest is on next Thursday, the 24th of October, with lots and lots of free activities for the kids. All you can come and have a look at the baby farm animals, animals on the move, educational animals of Oz, face painting, Hillcrest CFA will be there, Bunnings will be there, and all the activities are free.
And that's that is 3 the big to 6 p.m., isn't it?
From 3 p.m. till 6 p.m.
So you can bring them out after school, that's all it. Sorts of stuff.
Yeah. And get them to have a shot at everything so that they can have a wonderful day and get a sausage on your way out. And, yeah, so that's next week on Thursday, the 24th of Feb, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Whitetag Reserve with lots and lots and lots of free activities.
Yeah, then you've got...
Okay. Then we've got Ambulance Victoria on the 12th of November for the AED session. That's the defib session. We do require bookings. It's only a gold coin donation at 11 a.m. on the 12th of November.
And it only runs an hour, so you're not asking for a lot of time.
No, that's right, but that can help save a life. Mm-hmm. Then the other Ambulance Victoria session we've got is on the 14th of November. Again, 11 o'clock till 12:30, bookings required, gold coin donation, and that's about stroke awareness.
Ambulance Victoria will be getting used to coming to Wirree Community House soon.
Oh, that's right. And hopefully we can educate a lot more people in the community so that we can all respond a lot quicker.
Yep. And vaping.
And the vaping in the kids is on the 20th of November at 7 p.m. And that's also a gold coin donation, bookings essential, and that's presented by Eastern Health, and that's a session for parents and families who are concerned about their children and vaping.
So do they bring the young person along that they're worried about, the vaping, or is that for their parents?
This is more a presentation for parents.
Right.
However, if it's a teen, I would be recommending to bring the teen as well, because then they will hear that there's experts saying at how bad this is for your body.
And they'll take a lot more notice
of someone else
than what they will from mum or
absolutely,
dad.
Absolutely.
We've all been there.
The younger children might not understand quite as much, but it'll prepare parents on how to discuss these issues with their kids. But
sometimes that's a problem, isn't it? Yeah, that it's how you bring the subject up.
That's correct.
Because if you don't do it right, they'll just tell you to buzz off and walk off and won't listen.
Absolutely. And I am aware that in Wirree we've had a couple of incidents where some of the teenagers have had adverse reactions to these vapes.
Have they?
And have ended up in hospital and so forth. And that's where I think the teens need to hear that this can happen. This is not just glorifying it. It is an actual issue. Yeah.
And it's not just a bit of fun.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. So that's those ones covered.
Now, how are we going to find out more about all this?
You can contact the Wirree Community House on 59646 857, or you can send us an email. Sorry?
Again, 59646 857.
Yep. Or you can send us an email on info at warricomhouse, warricomhouse.org.au.
And or you can all one word, is it?
All one word.
Yeah.
Or you can look us up on the website or on Facebook. There's a Wirree Community House Facebook, and there is a Wirree Sonia Facebook. So if you type
Sonia
in Wirree, yeah, that's the one that I can interact a little bit more freely than restricted by a page.
Yep.
So there's lots of information on all of those.
So, I mean, we only really cover in this interview some of the stuff that's going on at the Wirree Community House, don't we? So, I mean, there's plenty for people to look up and say, oh, yeah, there's more there than
we've probably got another 12 other sessions that we haven't even touched on.
Mm. And also other stuff no doubt popping up from time to time. So it's worthwhile people checking continually on that website, isn't it?
Yes. Sometimes we get workshops offered to us, and it's such a great opportunity, but it's not on our printed program, but we'll advertise it through our Facebooks and through our web page and so forth.
So I guess people should like the...
Facebook page.
The Facebook page.
That'd be great.
Now, tell me, just on another quick subject, how did you go at the AGM? Because we were trying to get plenty of people along. Did you get heaps along?
We did have quite a few people attend, which was great. Yeah. And we got some of our support team from the Rangers Council, and Jim Child was great and showed up.
Right.
So it was a great networking afternoon. But we do still need a couple more members to come and be on the committee.
That's what I was wondering.
We always need members to come on the committee, even if it's just to come and help us out on subgroups, such as when we have events. If you just want to come and help us with a couple of events, that's all you need to do.
Well, but things like the Kids Fest.
Kids Fest, we definitely need volunteers.
Yeah.
Even if it's to be the person that goes and picks up the sausages for us or the ice and things like that. You might not want to do any of the other stuff like the committee roles and so forth or any other reception duties, but you might want to just be involved in the events, and that we would really appreciate that.
Well, because I know... You're there as a coordinator, but you can only coordinate if people...
That's right.
...if you've got some people to do it. You
That's
can't
right.
do it all by yourself, can you?
That's it. Can't coordinate without funding and people.
No, that's true too. And funding's getting harder and harder, but we won't touch that.
Certainly is.
Sonia, look, it's been terrific having you along this year. We'll certainly talk to you again next year.
Yes, absolutely.
Because hopefully there'll be new programs popping up.
There will definitely be.
So what's Christmas time? I know we're talking early, but this will be the last time this year. What's Christmas Day to Sonia? What do you normally do on a Christmas Day?
Well, this year's going to be a very, very special Christmas Day because I'm going to have a little grandson.
Are you?
Yes.
That
will be his first Christmas.
Terrific. Has he been born
no,
yet?
No, he's due on the 29th of November.
So... Granny's all...
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is this number one?
Yeah.
Number one grandchild.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific time, isn't it?
So very excited.
So do you get all the hordes at your place or are you all off
somewhere else? Yes, we'll definitely be at my place, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
And you're not going away at all?
No, probably not. I might just catch up with a few other friends who are in the country just to finish off a few studying assignments.
Yeah.
but that's about it, yeah.
Very good. All right, look, unfortunately we've got to go because Greg's knocking on the door trying to come in here. He's going to be on with the Oz Indie Show coming up in the next between 3 and 5, all new stuff that's been released in the last week or so. And then I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of hits from the 60s, so we'll have a great time. Take your requests as well. I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3, I think, at Sydney McLeish. I'm not too sure. I should look up because I always forget who's coming in, but we've definitely got three coming in. So, Sonia, I wish you all the best for Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too. It's still a bit early for me. But
I was going to say, it is, but then we're not going to see you again between now and then. We hope you have
a great Christmas. But I'll be listening to you.
Thank you very much. And I hope, look, again, 12th, and 14th of November, very important days to get down to Woori House.
Absolutely.
And for a dollar, you could save...
Save a life.
$2 if you do them both, you could save two lives.
That's it.
All right, Sonia.
All right.
All the best.
Thanks,
and,
Alan.
Thanks for being part of the show through this year.
All right.
And I'm sure we'll be back to talk to you in the new year.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.